Well, across the world at the moment, measles is on the rise. The extremely contagious yet preventable disease has been spreading in places as far afield as Ukraine, India, Madagascar, and the Philippines. Last year, health authorities were alarmed when 82,000 cases were recorded in Europe. And the United States is recording its largest measles outbreak in a quarter of a century. Measles was declared eliminated in the US in 2000, thanks in part to David Edmonston, a former anti-vaxxer. Our North American correspondent James Glenday went into rural Virginia to meet the man who helped make medical history and save untold lives.
This was taken by the CBS photographer.
In the early 1960s, David Edmonston had his 15 minutes of fame, interviewed alongside two medical doctors for a special national television program.
This was Charles Collingwood. I don't know if you remember his that name. He was a major TV anchor.
Right.
We're speaking at Mr. Edmonston's house in the middle of a wood in sleepy rural Virginia, flicking through old articles and photographs that detail his small yet key role in helping tackle measles. His story started 6.5 decades ago.
I was attending a boarding school near Boston, Massachusetts, and there was a measles epidemic at the school. I got the measles and was put in the
infirmary or something.
The infirmary, that's the word I was looking for. While I was there, I was visited by a doctor, that was Dr. Peebles, who was one of the researchers who was trying to make the measles vaccine.
He gave some blood from his left arm and gargled and spat out a terrible-tasting liquid, one of many in the school to do so. Weeks later, a very excited Dr. Thomas Peebles returned with good news. He was working with Nobel Prize-winning physician John Enders, and together they'd been able to isolate measles virus cultures from 11-year-old David's blood. They suspected they had what they needed to create a world-changing vaccine.
So they were very, very pleased about this, and they offered me a steak dinner, but I was not particularly attracted to the idea of a steak dinner,
right.
So I said, no thanks.
So how old were you when this happened?
I was 11.
In 1961, the New York Times declared the new vaccine was 100% effective. Named the Edmonston strain, after David, it went on to help millions around the world and was licensed in 1963. But years later, as measles began to rapidly retreat across America, he decided not to get his own son immunized.
Well, my wife was a public health educator by training, and she was also the mother of the child. She was convinced, probably by rumors, autism was a concern even back then.
Right. And what does your son think about that now?
So we did not have him immunized for measles. And he remains unimmunized.
Would you have described yourself as an anti-vaxxer once upon a time?
I suppose I would have, yes.
Mr. Edmonston has long been part of a meditation group called Science of Spirituality, which was founded in India. Several other members live close to him in rural Virginia. So does he think it was just by chance that he played this special role in history and became perhaps the most famous measles patient ever?
Yes and no. Yes, in that they could have found it in the blood or throat washings of any of the students. And no, in the sense that I have a very strong connection to a spiritual teacher. So I like to think that this was arranged for my good karma.
Right, so by some sort of higher power or...
Yes.
Right.
However, you know, I didn't do very much. I simply held out my arm for a blood sample and gargled some awful-tasting sour milk.
Right. It was sour milk, was it?
That's what it tasted like.
Right. So you gargled your way into history and got a blood test your way into history.
That's right.
And for the record, Mr. Edmonston no longer doubts the merits of vaccines. Everyone, he says, should listen to the medical scientists.
If you had a message to people who are in places where measles outbreaks are happening, what would it be?
Get vaccinated.
No middle ground really in that at all?
None.
North American correspondent James Glenday there with that report.